Joshua chapter 14, verses 12 through 13. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. We'll just look to God now for his help and pray that he will undertake for us. Our Father and our God, we look to thee now for thy help. We thank thee for the word of God before us. And we pray, O God, and thank thee, thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray, O God, that we will hide thy word in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. We pray, O God, as well, that we will take these prayers and the challenges from the life of Caleb. And O God, we would pray for this city, this congregation, for our family, our neighbourhood. Lord, give us this mountain. Lord, you've put us in this place to labour for thee. Lord, you've brought this people here, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, to be involved in the work of God in this place. Therefore, Lord, we pray for every aspect of it. For the boys and girls, the young people, Lord, give us this mountain, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord has brought to our attention a man of his own choosing, one who wholly followed the Lord. In this passage, Caleb is 85 years old. And it's amazing to read, when you read the whole chapter, that he still has the burden and the commitment for the things of God that he did at the age of 40. Which verse 7 confirms. And just before we go on, whatever age you are, I wonder, do you still have the burden, the desire, the commitment now that you had even last year, the year before, 5 years, 10 years? Is there someone like Caleb who's 85 years old, maybe even older, or just a bit younger? And you can say, well, 45 years ago, I was burdened. Do you still have that same burden, that same desire for the things of God? And we pray, even through this message, and even into this year, that we'll still have the burden for God, for the place of prayer, a hunger to come to attend both services on the Lord's Day, to be involved in the prayer times, even for the children's works, all the different ministries, that you could say, like Caleb, while others did not follow the Lord, while others did not go on with God, yet I wholly followed the Lord. Caleb, in this passage, 45 years have passed from when he was 40, and now he's 85 years old, and he still desires to hold on to the promise, the word that God had given to him. And so his prayer is, give me this mountain. Now, you can either say the word Hebron, which I think it probably is pronounced, but either say Hebron anyway. Hebron or Hebron as you want. But give me this mountain. This is a request. It's based on the word of God. And so Caleb is not asking Joshua to give him something that is really made up. Rather, he's asking him to bless him with the promise of God. We learned last week that Joshua is a picture of Christ, our man of war, the captain of our salvation. Joshua, his name means Jesus saves, or Jehovah is salvation. And so he typifies Christ in so many ways. The people were blessed through Joshua. He led them on. And so we are blessed through Christ, our greater than Joshua. Many wonderful parallels we could make. But Caleb, he desires to be blessed. And he comes to Joshua. God's given me a promise. Therefore, Joshua, let that promise be given through you and bless me with it. Just as we come to God in prayer, bless us through our Savior. Caleb's life challenges each and every one of God's people, whatever age we are, not to let the fire go out. Do not let the fire go out. Be zealous for the things of God. And if you have a low fire and you're just getting by and the flame is flickering, pray, Lord, revive me again. Give me that seal again. Lord's Day by Lord's Day, that we'll come with that burden, even as Joshua said to the people, as we looked at a few weeks ago, let your prayer and your practice on Saturday night be, sanctify yourselves, Joshua 3, verse 5, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great or wonders among you. And wouldn't that be our prayer every Saturday night, to set ourselves apart, to read God's word and to pray and to say, Lord, do wonders among us. And come with that seal, that fire in our soul. There are heights, depths, and fullness of his love. Blessings to know. God wants to bless you. Do you know that? God wants to bless you more than you are willing to be blessed. God wants to use you more than you are willing to be used. God wants to move in your life. And therefore, child of God, let us, like Caleb, hold on to the promise of God. Give me this mountain. Bless me with what God has given me in my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May I go on and go forward with God. Wholly follow him. We looked at Caleb's claim. We looked at Caleb's confidence, and we looked at Caleb's character. Notice, fourthly, Caleb's conflict. Having known much victory in the land already, the children of Israel, as they went in, there is this place called Hebron that God has promised Caleb. But at this time, Hebron is still occupied by the enemy. And so, as Caleb goes, he says to Joshua, give me this mountain. Not only is he asking, give me what God has promised me all those years ago, but he also means, give me the permission and the victory to take it from the enemy. Caleb knew he was in a conflict. He knew he would need to labor and battle in order to defeat the enemy and enjoy the blessings of God. You see, the enemies surrounding Hebron, the enemies in the land, they would not sit back. They would not give Hebron just over to Caleb willingly. There had to be a battle. And so Caleb identifies his opposers and the opposition, the resistance there is in order to go on and go forward with God. Because do you know that, child of God? While we are blessed and God wants us to enjoy those blessings, yet we have enemies. There is resistance that does not want you to go on and forward with God. Every time, do you know this? Every time you come to God's house, there's resistance not to listen. Every time you come to God's house, there's resistance. There's opposition. Every excuse why you should not stay on. There's always a battle. Why? Because the world, the devil, and the flesh does not want you to go on with God. Caleb says in verse 12, the Anakims, these were the giants in the land. These were strong. They were intimidating. And so Caleb, in this chapter, recalls the day when he entered into the land to spy out this land. He went in with the other spies. They searched the land of Canaan. And Caleb, along with the other spies, they came across the inhabitants of the land. And the report is given in Numbers chapter 13, verse 29. The Amalekites dwell in the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And the point I'm making is this. At this point of the message, Caleb must overcome these opposers, these obstacles, in order to enjoy the blessing of God. He must drive out that which will be a hindrance, that which will stand in his way. He must deal with them in order to enjoy these blessings. Remember, God had already given him the land. God had already told him, Hebron is yours. But what he had to do was now drive out any obstacle to enjoy that. But God had promised the victory. That's why he could go forward. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, who thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand therefore this day, that the Lord thy God, he is which goeth over before thee, and as a consuming fire, he shall destroy them. He shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord had said unto thee. And so here the promise of victory is given. Caleb just has to believe it and go forward with God. And as he enters into battle with those hindrances, they will be defeated. They will be conquered because he goes by the word of God. He goes in the strength of the Lord. Caleb knows in himself he's weak. He knows in himself he's helpless. But he knows when he goes with the word of God, he's strong in the Lord and in the power of this might. He said in Joshua chapter 14, verse 12, if so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said. Do you know, child of God, you victory through the Lord Jesus Christ? Sin no longer has dominion over you. And therefore, whatever hindrance stops you from coming to God's house on Sundays or during the week, whatever barriers in your life, whatever struggles daily you have, there is victory through Jesus Christ. And if you depend upon the Lord, rest in the Lord, there is victory through him. All these distractions, all these hindrances, all these things that come in our way to stop us from enjoying the blessings of God, there's victory because the Lord's promised us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. As you go on and go forward with God, there will be conflicts. The enemy, the world, the devil, the flesh will rise up and push you back so that you will not do the things that you want to do, which is go on and go forward with God. But we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we are on the Lord's side. We are on the side that's already won. There's victory through Christ, because of Christ, and by Christ. There's strength in the battle. And therefore, as we enter into what God's given us, and with all the hindrances to stop us going on with God, we learn that we have the sword of the Lord. We have the strength of the Lord, and therefore we don't go into the battle alone. The Lord goes with us. The Lord goes before us. The Lord surrounds us, and he gives us help every single day. Caleb was promised Hebron. 45 years later, 85 years old, he now says, give me this mountain. And why are the enemies there? And this will not give him over freely to it. He must enter into war with them. But he's been promised by the Lord, I have given you the victory. All you need to do is go and believe me and enter in, and you will have victory. And therefore, believer, learn whatever comes against you to hinder you, to hamper you, to deflect you and divert you from going on with God and having that closer walk with God, that deeper fellowship and prayer. We read of men, don't we? And we hear people who were used by God. And what do we normally say? Wow, I wish God would raise up someone else like that. Or, wow, how did God use those? And we think they're so isolated. But God's willing to use you. God wants to use you as well. Even the young people here, God's willing to use you in prayer and use you in the word. An older person, younger person, whatever it may be, God is willing and wanting to use you. But don't let the world, the devil, and the flesh hold you back. Well, I couldn't do this, and well, I can't do that. There's victory through Christ. He wants you to trust in him. As Jeremiah, he taught when Jeremiah was called to be a preacher. And he panicked and feared. What would he say? And what did the Lord say? I'll put the words in your mouth. Just open and speak. And therefore, just stand and serve.
Just claim what God has you. Just say, Lord, this year I want a deeper knowledge of the Word of God. I want to memorize. When we have the church, don't we? We put it out there. We have the church reading schedule, reading God's Word every single day. Do you do that challenge? With all the battles, say, Lord, I want a closer walk with you. I want to be in the Word of God this year. I want the Word of God to be in me this year. I want to memorize a verse of Scripture every single day or one Scripture a week. I want a closer walk with you, a closer communion in prayer. And then we sit back and say, but these things are just not possible. But they are. There's victory through Christ to have them. You just have to be like Caleb. Wholly follow the Lord and have that time of prayer. Have that time reading the Word of God. But don't let the days go by without being in the Word of God, without being in prayer. Give me this mountain. Lord, you've blessed me, you've saved me to enjoy fellowship with you. Notice Caleb's consistency. Fifthly, as noted, Caleb was 40 years old when God promised him his inheritance. 45 years later, he's 85 years old and he still desires this mountain, this promise. After 45 years, he has not lost sight of God's word to him. He is standing on the promises of God which cannot fail. And through these years, Caleb is waiting for the day when he would have this mountain. I make that point because from the time of the promise when he was age 40 and 45 years later, a lot of things happened during those times or before those times. Notice some simple thoughts about Caleb's consistency. Caleb showed consistency for 45 years despite the disbelief of the people. Numbers chapter 13, verse 1. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men that they may search the land, which I give unto the children of Israel. So here we are. Here's the land has been given to the children of Israel, and they go in. So God has promised he will bless them. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. Ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. So here, the land of promise is before them. A land of good things. A land flowing of milk and honey. A land that God has provided. A land that God has promised. While there's enemies, there's obstacles, yet through him, to believe in him, to trust in him, there's victory over them all. But the people doubted the word of God. They didn't believe in the promise of God. In fact, they first needed to see the land before they would enter. They needed to walk by sight before they would walk by faith. And while we encourage, we must walk by faith, not by sight, yet they doubted the word of God. They would only walk by faith as long as they walked first by sight, and they missed out with God. We learn because of their disbelief in the promise of God, they didn't take God at his word. They didn't go on with God. We read in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19, at that stage, that time, they could not enter in because of unbelief. While the children of Israel were in disbelief, unbelief, Caleb still held on to the word for his soul. He would not allow the disbelief of others to cause him to abandon the blessings and enjoyment of what God had promised him. And for 45 years later, he's still holding on. And he says, now give me this mountain. Maybe God's given you a promise for the work of God here in London. Work concerning the children's work, concerning a certain area, whatever it may be, hold on to it. We pray for God to move mightily in our midst, to revive his work, to build his church here, to bring souls in. And we pray and we pray and we pray. Therefore, hold on to the promise of God, because God will not abandon his promise. No matter how long it takes, you've been praying for a family member, you've been praying for your community, someone to come to God's house, whatever it may be, hold on to the promise of God that he will build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Whatever it may be, no matter how long it takes, Caleb, 45 years later, give me this mountain. What was promised to me back then? I'm still believing God to give it to me now. I still believe God will answer his word. God will keep his promise. And we learn that God did. Those who disbelieved the Lord, those who doubted the word of God, they never entered into the land. They lost out with God. They were not blessed. Only the younger generation, along with Caleb and Joshua, entered into the blessings. I wonder, this congregation, do you believe the word of God for this place? Or do you go along with the crowd today? Well, things are just too bad. We can't really believe God to bless us anymore. Those days, they were great days when Spurgeon and other men, but those days are long and gone. We're just sitting tight till the Lord comes. Believe the word of God. He's still at work. He's still moving. And he's still able to revive our hearts. Notice Caleb was consistent for 45 years, despite the discouragements of the people. God in his sovereignty permitted Moses to send out the spies. 12 spies were chosen, one from each tribe, except the tribe of Levi, because the Levites, they were priests, and so they were excluded. But Moses sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan to view out the land in order to advance and enjoy the covenant blessings of God. They were given specific instructions. They covered good ground. And for 40 days, they had time to discover the land. Really, if you want to think about it, they really had time to discover really what God had already said to be true. But when they brought back the report after 40 days, remember, God had said before they went in, it's a good land, it's all the other stuff, and promised, yes, there's enemies, but I will give you victory over them. They came back, these spies, and we learn in Numbers chapter 13, verse 32, they brought an evil report off the land. The evil report discouraged everyone else. The word evil, that in Numbers 13, verse 32, means slander, means wicked. The idea is to be dishonest and to discourage. And so this report discouraged everyone else. They reported Numbers 13, verse 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And notice verse 31. And because of all this, if you want to say it like that, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Verse 32 to 33. And all the people saw that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants and the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So we were there in their sight. They're so big. It's so hard. We're weak. We're small. We're like little grasshoppers to them. It's like they would just come and flick us, blow upon us. Yea, stand upon us. Though don't do it anyway. But those things. The 10 spies concluded to the rest, there's no point on going forward. We cannot claim what God has said. Oh, I know God said to go into the land. I know God's promised us the land. I know God said he'll be with us. And I know God said there will be enemies, but he's given us the victory. But I've seen that land. And the giants are too big. And they are too strong. Therefore, we just cannot do what God has said. And it's best just not to go forward. And that was the evil report. In fact, the Bible says in Joshua 14, verse 8, this report, it made the heart of the people melt. There was a group there waiting to go on with God, waiting for this report to go through with God. But the report given was basically telling them, we're just not able to. I know what God said, but really you need to trust me at this stage, not God. I've been in the land. And therefore, it made the heart of the people melt. That word melt in Joshua 14, verse 8, means dissolve. You think of snow, ice. It melts, fades away, or you get a glass of Diet Coke, you put an ice cube in it, or you put an ice cube and put Diet Coke in it, it just fades away. Though people always say to me, I don't know what you put ice in any drink, because it just puts more water in it. They used to say to me about that there. And so it just melts, just dissolves away, just fades away. And so the point is this, the evil report caused that desire to fade away. Their desire to go on with God just melted away. It just faded away. They stopped to follow the Lord. But like me going round to London and saying, I want to encourage this congregation to go round and preach or go round and serve the Lord and get involved and come back and say to you all, do you know what, folks? Have you been round the doors? It's just so hard. It's no point. No point even having this Sunday school work because children won't come. And it's no point having this because no one will come. And there's no point inviting anybody to come because they'll just slam the door in your face. Oh, I know God's planted a work here in London, and I know God will build this church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I know God has given promises to other people for this work, but honestly, folks, listen to me. It's just so hard today. Just never mind. And that would cause you to melt. That would break your heart. And that's what was happening in this place. But we're glad Caleb and Joshua were two who believed God at his word. And they said that, well, Caleb anyway, I wholly followed the Lord. Others, though no one joined me, still I will follow. Oh, and I pray, even we think of this work and all what we desire for this work, we desire to see this place packed on Sunday mornings. We desire to see this place packed on Sunday afternoons. We must believe God that it can be done, but it will only be done when we wholly follow the Lord and go through with God. God promised to give the land, but the spies did not consider God. They only considered the circumstances, and they came to the conclusion that they could not go on with God. And of course, if you leave out God, then nothing is possible. It's only with God are all things possible. Israel would never have gotten out of Egypt if it was not for the power of God. We must measure difficulties. And when we measure difficulties and we think of human strength, we realize we must depend upon the Lord. Maybe there's one here today. You're discouraged in the work. You believe the evil report today, the scandalous report, the discouraging report. You've talked to other believers about certain things, and you've concluded from them, and you've concluded yourself, there's just no point in going on. No point in attending certain meetings, because really, other people don't go. And I've come to the meeting, and there's only been a few people there, and really, it's discouraging, and therefore there's no point going again. There's no point in reading the Bible. No point praying, because I'm not really seeing, people are saying God doesn't really work and answer prayer and all these things. We're not seeing souls saved. We're not seeing these great churches filled as they were. And you can believe the report, and it's caused your heart to melt. And you began to fade away from going on with God. Oh, I say to you, learn from Caleb. Holy, follow the Lord. Go on with God. Believe the Lord. Take God's word to be true. Depend upon the promises of God. Even when someone says, it seems impossible, still say, yes, but God with all things is possible. The enemy is so strong, yes, but God's stronger. We have a word of God. We have the word of God. Therefore, we must depend upon it. Notice Caleb
was consistent for 45 years despite the delays because of the people. At that time, they did not claim the promises. They did not enter into the land. There was fear, unbelief, rebellion. It all robbed Caleb of the joy of taking his inheritance at that time. Joshua 14, verse 10. While the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness. In fact, it was 45 years later that Caleb received his inheritance. But during those years, he had held on to the word of God. He said in Numbers 13, verse 30, while with all the many obstacles, he could say, the Lord is with us. And that's the key. God delays are never denials. Maybe you are a wandering Christian. You've wasted years like those who doubted. You're not enjoying the Lord's presence or fellowship in his word. Week after week, you're in the same place, the same wilderness, still listening to doubters and discouragers. Let me say, child of God, it's not God's will for you to wander around in the wilderness of defeat, doubt, and no growth. It's his will that you walk in his victory, that you walk in the power of his might, that you wait upon him, that you take his word, and that you claim all that he has given through Christ. Give me this mountain. And as I said, I trust that you, like Caleb, will come and claim this mountain, this work in London, every aspect of the work, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, the prayer meetings, the children's work, claim it all. Lord, give us this mountain. You've put a work in this place. Lord, now use it mightily for thine honour, for thy glory. Finally and briefly, Caleb's conquest. Verse 13. Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb Hebron for his inheritance. Remember, the word Hebron means fellowship. We've learned this already as we preach through the city of refuge, and also remember from our studies in Joseph. And Hebron was one of those cities of refuge, city of fellowship. And so Caleb enjoyed fellowship with God. He won the conflict over his enemy. And he rested and dwelt in Hebron. He dwelt in the place of fellowship. And I tell you, child of God, while it is a battle to get to the place of fellowship, there's so many hindrances and so many hampers. But I say when you do get there, you enjoy fellowship. Caleb enjoyed the blessing of God. Time spent with his Savior, rejoicing in all that God had given. And therefore, Christ is our fellowship. He is our everlasting joy. In Christ is victory. In Christ there's blessing. In Christ we are more than conquerors. And we pray for you who are not saved, that you will come and you will enter into fellowship with Christ, that you will trust in his finished work, that you will come to him as the only refuge for your soul and enter into eternal life with Jesus Christ, who is that life eternal. May your soul rest upon Christ and not depend upon others, peoples giving you different ways or different philosophies. Rather, come God's way, come God's truth, and depend upon him. Christian, may we enter this year into more blessings, more enjoyments, more fellowship with the Lord. And pray, Lord, may this be a year of gain, a year of growth, a year when God will move even among us. May it be the best year in this congregation for his name's sake. Amen.